Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Tuesday, May 6th, 2021. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning Five and Change. If it's Thursday, that can mean only one thing. The lovely and talented Steve Wolfong joins us, 24/7 Sports Director of Recruiting, live on tape from Indianapolis. Steve, how goes it?
Daniel, going well, man. The sun is shining. The birds are chirping. We're sending this ambiance down I-70 through Dayton on the way to Columbus.
We need it. The weather does not look like May around here. It does look like May almost all the time, the way it should look in Florida, and that is going to be the beginning of our conversation today. Ohio State has added another Floridian to its class of 2022, another defensive back at that, Ryan Turner out of Hollywood, Chaminade, Madonna, just north of Miami. He joins recent commitment Kai Stokes from Sefner Armwood outside of Tampa and Jaheim Singletary, who attends school in downtown Jacksonville. So they've got the state covered. Give me your thoughts on Turner before we get into Ohio State's takeover of the Sunshine State.
Well, I got a chance to see Turner live earlier this spring playing for the South Florida Express, rotating amongst the bevy of corners. And when he was on the field, it was boring on his side of the field. He's just a guy that goes out there and does his job, a smooth cover corner that can run, good size. You turn on the film and you see all the traits there. A guy that reacts to the football, can change the direction. He'll hit you. And like I said, he can run. And with Ohio State, you know, they're watching every play of these defensive backs they're recruiting on film. And I would imagine when they turned on Turner's film, on things that didn't pop up on the highlights, there was a lot of just him doing his job on every snap.
He has an impressive offer list, and we'll get to that. They got a commitment from another guy since we last talked, Kai Stokes, as I said, from Sefner Armwood outside Tampa. Athlete that looks to be a safety or a corner prospect who has seriously blown up. Your thoughts on the addition of Stokes?
Stokes, you know, he's a playmaker on the defensive side of the ball. You know, he turns it over. He'll come down and fill an alley and hit. And then the theme with Ohio State players that they recruit, they find kids that can run. And Kai Stokes is one of the fastest DBs in the Sunshine State. But again, he's a guy that leaves his mark on both sides of the ball. Natural ball skills, makes things happen after the catch. And a guy that also plays with a little bit of a tone-setting mentality. So these are guys that were highly recruited out of the Sunshine State. If Ohio State's taken them now, it tells you where they're at on the board.
Speaking of that, Jaheim Singletary, and you've professed your admiration for his skills here plenty of times. The other two guys, Stokes and Turner, are not particularly highly rated right now in terms of Ohio State recruiting. They are both three-star prospects, but their offer lists belie that. Can we expect a jump on those two guys?
Both of these guys are obviously intriguing prospects. We'll be updating our rankings in the 2022 class in July.
Keep an eye out for that. I would say to all interested Bucknutters, though, don't be worried about the rating right now. Guys who kick ass at defensive back in Florida tend to be on their way to success. There's another guy Ohio State is recruiting in Florida. Mark Porter just did a review of him, and he is very impressive. It does feel like a long shot because I'm told guys from Lakeland always go to the Gators, but Gabriel Brownlow Dindy, an MMA fighter since age 6 and a defensive lineman, definitely a guy you want on your side. What's your vibe?
Dindy's a move-in from Louisiana, so he's not your typical Lakeland, Florida pipeline.
That's good news.
He is not. Yeah, so he is a special prospect. I mean, he is a unique athlete, tested off the charts. he's about as sure a thing to be a first rounder in this class as you're going to find coming in. I mean, he not only is he a special prospect, but just has all his P's and Q's in order off the field. And so he's just coveted from every angle, comes from a terrific family. Ohio State has moved up the list here with the way that they've presented through Zooms and just talking to the kid. You know, I think that they have to make up ground on three schools. You have Oklahoma. He's a legacy to the Sooners. His parents went to school in Norman. And then you have Texas A&M. Texas A&M's done a great job recruiting Bron Lodindy, and they're in the thick of it. And then you have Clemson. So Ohio State's obviously on the short list. They're getting an official visit. Bron Lodindy plans to take some official visits in the fall as well. So it's going to be a marathon. Ohio State, you know, they're going to take their shot from the field here in June. And hope to make a major move. And I do think he's going to be a personality fit with the Buckeyes, and he's going to like it. You know, we'll see where they stand coming out of the visit, because obviously coming in, I like three schools better, but Ohio State is on the short list.
Kid in Florida moved from Louisiana and parents that went to Oklahoma. So he's being pulled all over the country allegiance wise. I really hope Zach Harrison puts on a show this fall and gets himself into the top whatever. So Brownlow Dindy sees that the way to NFL riches is through Columbus. We're going to take a quick break, come back, talk quarterback recruiting. All right, we are back. Steve, we have touched on the fact that though most elite quarterbacks are not afraid of competition, Ohio State's addition of Quinn Ewers to the class of 2022 will actually be an impediment to some, given his lofty, lofty ranking and pedigree. Ohio State had Malachi Nelson, the Californian top of the board. He's apparently crystal balling heavy to Oklahoma. Who will they move on to? Who do you believe will top their board? The only other guy in the Midwest that I see that's highly ranked is Dante Moore out of Michigan. The class is, of course, headlined by Arch Manning. Give us an idea of where the next quarterback might come from and some names we should consider.
Well, I think a kid that's really kind of hot right now on the trail that college programs seem to love a lot is this kid out of Downey, California, Warren High. Nicholas Iamaliva, and I probably did not say his last name right, but he's a guy that, you know, a lot of programs are coveting out west. And so he's one that I could see getting a big spike down the road. You know, I don't know what Ohio State's going to do. Obviously they know a ton about Dante Moore. He's an Ohio native. He's up there in Detroit where Ohio State's had a lot of success. This kid at Brookwood High in Georgia, Dylan Lonergan, has also seen his stock rise. Over 20 offers. Alabama, one of the latest to pull the trigger on him. And his dad played football at Penn State and helped them win a national championship as a backup in 1982. It'll be interesting to see what they do.
What's your vibe on Arch Manning? Where do you think he's going to end up? I know he may not be Ohio State bound, but he's a national name, and I think there's enough interest that the question is suited for the BM5.
Well, just a few schools that I think are definitely in a good spot for Arch Manning. I think Texas has done a good job. Steve Sarkisian was recruiting him when he was at Alabama, and that relationship was a seamless transition to Austin. And then you have Clemson. He's going to camp at Clemson, so that's a school that's certainly on his mind. Alabama, he's been talking to Bill O'Brien over there and likes that pro pedigree. And then LSU, Ed Orgeron, and, you know, right after winning the national championship, the first place he goes is Isidore Newman. And to see Arch, and they have a couple commitments already out of that school in the 2022 class. So those are four schools that I'm confident are in a good spot for Arch Manning. There's probably more, but I know that those four are in it.
Definitely something we'll be keeping an eye on. I did take a look at the Ohio crop, and I'm not sure there's a guy in there that's going to rate an offer, but it's something to watch. I could see them going with a little bit less heralded Ohioan in this class. We shall see. We appreciate Steve stopping by. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Take care, y'all. See you on the front row.
It's the NFL offseason, but on Pick 6, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, the football season never stops. Host Will Brinson, John Breach, and Tyler Sullivan are joined by analysts like Brady Quinn, Leslie Deuceable, Katie Mox, and RJ White to keep you in the loop on everything happening around the league. Whether it's free agents signing with new teams, the all-important NFL draft, or schedule release day, Pick 6 has you covered. As the face of the league changes with every team move and player pickup this spring, Pick 6 is a must listen. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere podcasts are found.